Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Today, we're back on the couch with our resident psychotherapist, Ando, and we are discussing the importance of language. Language in therapy is pretty important. It can connect the therapist and client or completely offend in just seconds. Ando, thanks for being with us again today.
Good morning, Rach, Dean and Dave. Lovely to be here.
Now, why is language so important when it comes to therapy?
Well, it's, you know, when, and I hear so often from clients, they've gone somebody and they say things like, they told me they didn't really know much about my lifestyle, or they didn't just get me. And when I sort of get under the surface of that, it's often the therapist has used words that literally just offend. And I thought it'd be worth, we often talk about, you know, pronouns and things, but we don't always talk about the why behind. And I thought today, let's have a look at a few words that particularly come up in clients that I see in the work.
I mean, I love that because saying the wrong word can send people in lots of different directions. It must be really stressful for you.
Yeah, it is. And I'm fortunate enough to be invited in to do a bit of work with the private health networks, the primary GPs and things around this sort of stuff, because they love their medical terms, but they're often the most offensive. For example, the first word, homosexual. Now, I need to put a caveat out there. This is Ando's view of the world based on the experience I have with clients, and so different words work for different folks. You've got to put that out there. Otherwise, half the listeners are going to go, I love that word, just like you did, Dean. So homosexual, right? That's kind of a very old term, and I would say the alternative to that in a more contemporary world is same-sex attracted. And the reason we don't like homosexual is that was what was used in the Diagnostic Statistics Manual of Mental Health Disorders when homosexuality was a mental health condition. So it's a medicalized term and not a positive one.
Wow. I didn't even think, yes. I've never thought of it that way. Like, that actually makes a ton of sense now that you've said it.
You kind of go, oh, you know, in a joking way, I might say, hello, you big homo, and give you a hug and a kiss.
I do love when people call me that, I'm going to be honest. Well, in the nice way.
Yeah. And so for you, it might work. But it's, now that you know the science behind it, you go, it's not a medical condition. You know, hello, it's actually who I'm attracted to. It's got nothing to do with mental health. And the next word I throw in is hermaphrodite, which is often an old term used for what we would use today, the intersex community or intersex variations. And hermaphrodite comes from the Greek goddess Hermaphrodite, which Hermaphrodite was both genders at the same time. If you talk to a lot of intersex folk, they go, I'm not two genders, mate. I know who I am.
I mean, that's a really good reference to use because a lot of people assume when they think intersex, and I mean, we always hear it, that that's what someone means, that means. So this is great language. It's not just for therapists, but for everyone.
You know, I think so too.
To be able to use and understand.
Next word, transvestite. More contemporary, more palatable word these days, trans and gender diverse. Because transvestite comes from a very old school thinking. It blurs the line between men that are aroused by dressing as women, as well as cross-dressing and trans folk, and sometimes even the drag community. It was kind of, and it became a slur. So trans and gender diverse, or TGD, is far more inclusive. And speaking of the trans community, TGD community in healthcare, there's so many better ways to be affirming, and this is kind of a little lecture to those GPs that struggle. Some are amazing. For example, imagine the word gender reassignment, right? Which you go, yeah, that's a surgery, and okay. Gender affirming surgery is much nicer.
It makes all the difference.
Doesn't it? And breast removal versus chest surgery. If I was assigned female at birth, I want actually my affirming language used, not kind of the, I'm not getting rid of something, I'm actually affirming my body to how I want it to be.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah, I could go on for days. I'll give you one more.
Yes, please.
The little line, that's so gay. And I hear this particularly in adolescence.
Yes.
Oh, you know, the movie's not good. Oh, that's so gay. Find another word. Stop using. Stop taking the same-sex attracted folk, perhaps, their term, and turning it into a negative or a slur. You know, what is this movie? That's so boring. That's so dull. That's so disinteresting. Use better words.
You've become our
very
own.
Maybe the movie is so camp.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's nice.
but, Rach, I think sometimes when the term gay is used, it's not actually even because there's a queer element.
Exactly,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You've become our very own Hilary Duff with that one. Do you remember those commercials with the, like, don't say yes. that. That's not okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
Ando, can you give us a replacement for that?
In terms...
Just give us an Ando take on that word. What should we be using?
I use the word wow as a filler. Like, I'll go, wow. And wow really in Ando's head means world of wrong.
Oh, nice.
So it's just a filler. I go, wow. And it's not normally a, like, I use it out of context. It's not because I'm excited. It's normally like world of wrong. Wow.
I absolutely love this.
Well, thank you again for joining us, Ando. If you want to catch Ando in a less therapeutic session, you can tune into Joy Weekend Breakfast on Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. with Paul and Ando. Thank you, Ando. We all will update our inclusive language for sure.
Absolutely.
Rach, Dean and Dave, have a great day.
Now, Ando, just before you go, we're asking our listeners which of these statements from Alanis Morissette's they think is ironic, and I think it's great to get a therapist take on it.
Know the word irony
you might
means.
Know what it means because we're really struggling. Winning the lottery and dying the next day, a traffic jam when you're already late, a free ride when you've already paid, or a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. Which one of those is not ironic? What do you reckon?
None of them are ironic, are they?
Oh, well.
maybe the last one, the death row.
We're getting mixed responses.
I think Ando's very similar to us. He's just suited for breakfast radio.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Dave.
Keep it for the mornings. Well, you can let us know on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Which one of those is not ironic? Thank you for joining us, Ando. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach, Dean and deliciously dirty Dave.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.